Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Well, candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Monday, June 29th. Glad you're with us. I hope some of you out there have a short week. We do at The Buzz. We're not working Friday. We used to have to work all the days. Tomorrow, Roger, remind me, I want to read the letter of a listener who took some time to just say how important the show was to her and how much it has been. Bill, why, when I see that, when Roger and I see this, like, that's why we bust our tail every week at senior citizen age like we are, to put together a fun and entertaining show with the letter that she wrote. So, anyway, we'll read that tomorrow. I did mention
Days off.
Professor Bill Vickery in studio after the amazing classroom he held yesterday.
You slept through it, didn't you?
No, I hung in there really as long as it could. Then I was like, oh, my gosh, a pop quiz is coming next. I got to get out of here.
Here's some of Bill's show yesterday.
When I was a small boy...
it's just the beginning of it. We'll play more of that later.
Well, it's the Declaration of Independence. It is. And there's all that... There's so much intrigue that goes... Thomas Jefferson's personal valet was a slave and was the brother to the woman that he took as the slave that he took as Sally Hemings. And then, as it turns out, Sally Hemings' father was Thomas Jefferson's real wife's father as well. So, I mean, just so technically, he was sleeping with his sister-in-law.
The writing, and you liked everything that when you look at. But you know, when you go back, you go, yeah, they were not the best of humans.
Well, look, our heroes, they're never as great as we want them to be, nor are they as bad as we're told.
That's what people say about me, Bill. Well, I'm not as great as they think I am.
They're complicated men.
I'm just a man.
The only thing better than yesterday's segment with Bill Vicker in history would have been if he had been having drinks and doing drunk history.
Oh, let me tell you, what a great show. By the way, that's outstanding.
Well, Drunk History and Curb Your Enthusiasm is the new Larry David deal on HBO.
I've seen this.
I tell you, one of my one of my favorite new history pieces, and I don't know if I could go back and watch it again. I picked up on the Benjamin Franklin series. Mm-hmm. Who was played by is it Kirk Douglas? Michael Douglas. Really fascinating to watch and know what was going on. Yeah. He's over there in France trying to get money. Yeah. He was. Listen, if he had not been over there and got that money,
They solidified it.
Yeah, but he kept going back for more. I had not known about that story of Franklin spending that much time. So it's good that...
Now, he was over there
he was a rock star.
he discovered electricity.
What's that, Christian?
He was doing a lot of things over
there. He was a rock star. It's really a fan. But that being said, Bill, and we'll do his open, Roger, in just a second. We were talking about movies that we should watch this week. Christian's already watched, what is it, Christian?
I watched 3 Days of the Condor.
Robert Redford version?
Classic, yes.
That's a great one.
We can do that, but because of July 4th, Roger was thinking maybe a patriotic period piece. And we mentioned The Patriot with Mel Gibson. What's another one that comes to mind to you?
You know, when you look at all of this, first of all, Netflix has a spectacular documentary out now. Where they interview a lot of historians.
Well, I've seen it. I watched it the other day.
It works its way through the American Revolution. And it does a very good, better than the Ken Burns. Than the Ken Burns. Yeah, and because it gets into, you've got a ton of opinions. It touches on everything.
Yeah.
It handles everything appropriately.
Every angle. Yeah, right.
And tells you about slavery in the United States and how these men, you know, but it tells you about the courage. You realize Washington was the richest man in America. Yeah. And
he could have become king here. He chose not to. How did you talk about that?
The intersection of humility and power, and he set the standard going forward. You also realize that he had massive blunders to start
the Revolutionary War. And we were just, it was an association of colonies. It wasn't real states. You had to get the southern states involved. That's why Jefferson wrote the Declaration. And then when you read it, the preamble and the Declaration, the sections 1 and 3. But then the middle part, that's just the airing of grievances.
Yeah.
King George has done this, and he lists them off. And, I mean, it is a getting even sort of thing, a screw you letter, you know, a breakup text. It was a breakup text.
And you've spent quite a bit of time in Europe because you have clients over there. And we were talking, I've been over there now 3 times. And, boy, that's a reminder being over there, like in London, too. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's hard to believe how young of a country we really are. Yeah. Of course, we were talking about. Yeah. I don't think. How old are you?
59.
Yeah. So you were there. You were younger at the bicentennial. Mm-hmm. 76.
I remember the bicentennial.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It's all in my head. Roger, you look at your school annuals, or somebody got made fun of me for saying annuals versus
annuals.
Yearbook.
Yeah, it was all. Listen, that was a big deal.
Do you remember the bicentennial minute that would be on CBS News?
I don't remember that.
It came on right at the end of the news. You know, Cronkite. That's the way it is. Yeah. And then they go straight into 60 seconds of some popular person explaining what happened over the course of the last that then 200 years.
Yeah,
and you know, it was
a big deal. Again, hitting 200.
Yeah,
was a big deal. Oh, yeah. Now hard to believe that we've seen both the bicentennial and the sisters.
Now, if we make it to three, David, we can make it to three.
Roger, let's welcome Bill in officially for his segment, please.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Just like Bill eats up the airwaves, the Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with 5 available gears. And the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet, let's drive.
Appreciate the Arkansas Best Chevy dealer sponsoring Bill Vickery. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Several things. Obviously, Bill, we talked about it over the weekend. John Daly shoots a 63. Yes. He had 7 birdies and an eagle on that day. I mean, it was impressive what he did. And he goes, listen, and somebody asked him, you know, what did you prepare or change? He goes, nothing. Yeah. I don't go to the range. But Dickie Pride, who is an Alabama native, lives in Arkansas, sponsored by Stevens.
Yep, he saw wins. That.
Yeah, Ken Duke, I think, finished at 7 under. I think Daly was at 8 under.
Dickie Pride had the old Stevens logo.
He did, yeah, Stevens. You know, they sponsored him for a while. Yeah, and then we didn't mention yet today, Scotty Scheffler, Raj, and Christian. He's in a playoff today with Victor Hovland, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that goes on today. It's first one, I think, since last year where they've had a Monday. Since last year's Players Championship last year where you've had a Monday day. Yeah.
At the Travelers.
Also, we got Knockout Round.
Whoa.
Knockout Round. And we got pow,
finish it.
Pow.
Finish it.
We still need a sounder. Finish like either. There you go. Let's see it, Roger.
Okay. Finish him.
That's our when we call it. It's just like knockout round. Should be like a video game, a kid's video game.
I'll say this for soccer, and I'm just like every other front runner now. Yep. I'll admit it. Yeah. I'm kind of into it all over the map. I'm enjoying. Now I can only watch the last 15 minutes.
The shots that go. Go in. Yeah.
But it is fun, and I will say, international football, they have better terms than our football. You know what I mean? Knockout round.
Yes.
They don't end the game. It's full time.
Although their clock thing is screwed up. The clock is really hard to keep
and
up
so
with.
I was discussing that. So I had my friend John Scrimshaw.
I heard him a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, and John, you know, spent several years here living in the state of Arkansas. And, of course, he's a big sports fan in London. And we were talking off air, and he said that's done so that both teams are held in a state of suspense. And then the official tells them how much time they have left.
Yeah,
that way they don't play the last 10 minutes of the match.
Is that what they
one
want?
One way or the other. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you would maybe play it more conservatively if you knew you only had a minute versus.
So everybody's in the dark.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, that's at 7 o'clock. Yes. What network would that be on?
Fox.
He's on Fox. Okay.
Yeah, they own it all.
Wednesday, the same day, we're going to Jones Barbecue in Marietta.
Wow,
Have you been over there?
I know of it. I've not been there.
So, Roger, I want to get my graphics guy to do a little graphic where we go. We start in Little Rock, went to Ohio Club in Hot Springs, went back to Little Rock, go back to Camden, the White House Cafe, 119 years old.
Right.
Now we go to Marietta.
Yeah.
And then from Marietta, we got to go to Mina, Skyline Cafe, and then we go up to Blytheville for the Dixie Pig.
You need, like, one of those concert T-shirts that lists out, you know, Morning Mayhem, because I need a T-shirt. T-shirt from the
it's our, hey, by the way, it's our Summer of Adventure.
I know.
Sponsored by Oakline.
There we go. Okay.
There we go. Now, we used to have the OUTB shirt. I mean, when we went everywhere.
You know what that is?
That was great.
OUTB?
Yeah, open up that Bible.
Also, too, if you're a Yankees fan, which we have a lot of our buddies, boy,
yeah,
it was four in a row to the hapless Red
Couldn't
Sox.
Couldn't hit the ball yesterday.
Yeah.
Until they could.
Yeah.
And then they lose in a walk-off.
Will you pay, because you are a world travel guy, will you pay attention to what's happening in London for the next 2 weeks with Wimbledon?
Oh, yeah. Wimbledon. I like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
You've been to Wimbledon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think of the term. It's not the...
it's a fortnight.
It's not the Club of England. Club of London. I mean, is it Club of England? What is it?
It's the All England.
All England. But I thought there was
All England Lawn and Croquet Club or something.
What is Center Court called? I keep thinking there's another name. I've been throwing this out here all morning. Another name that you've got to go to. It seems like there's a name for
the Oakland Center Court.
I don't know. Hey, too, Roger, we got to give a shout out to Heather Baker, AY Magazine, with the AP Award, Associated Press Awards. AY Magazine won first place in online media and magazine, so congratulations to them.
Congrats.
And several winning awards there, and also the Democrat Gazette, who we're friends with as well. What is Bill Vickery going to do for July 4th? What are the
plans? You know, got some friends coming over. It's going to be a backyard pool situation.
Going local.
Going local.
Not Tampa?
Well, yeah, staying here. But it's people coming in from out of town, and, you know.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you put on the red, white, and blue?
Oh, you know it, buddy. Yeah. The stars and stripes will be unfurled and high above the backyard.
I did want to ask, too, because you're almost our age, we've been around a long time, I saw a list of the ugliest cars ever made. Would you like to take a shot at which are on the top six?
AMC Gremlin?
AMC Pacer.
Pacer.
Number three.
DeLorean.
DeLorean's not on here.
El Camino?
Oh, listen. What?
I personally like the El Camino.
I like El Camino.
Listen, you didn't grow up in Crawford County if there wasn't an El Camino up on blocks in somebody's yard on your street. Because that's what I mean. I remember the one. I remember it vividly. Yeah. Never moved El Camino.
No. Give me another one. Anybody else? One of them's current.
I'll say a Pinto wagon.
Pinto, yeah, that's a good one.
No, one of them's a current one. It does look...
PT Cruiser?
What about the Cadillac that wasn't the spare tire, but it had the
Tesla?
Tesla Cybertruck.
Yeah. Well, that's the ugliest.
I know people who love it, though. Yeah. I mean,
it's a Transformer car.
It is. It's a Transformer car. It's number one on the list.
But we have a lot of car dealers that sponsor this network, so I like them all.
Here's one. Number two, Toyota Prius.
Okay.
Number three, AMC Pacer.
AMC Pacer.
Number four, the Ford Crown Vic Victoria Family Truckster. That was the vacation.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
The green station wagon, right, Raj?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was. You don't remember that one? What do you call the
Marv Levy?
On the side of the paneling. You got the paneling.
Yeah.
Eugene.
That's what Clark Griswold wanted, but didn't get. Right.
That's right.
Family Truckster.
Do you remember?
Ben Green.
Roger, I don't know if you guys had this, but do you remember the station wagon in the back that would open up where you'd have?
We had
four.
It.
Yeah, two. You could be four kids in the back.
It was a third row seat before you had the third row seat.
That's exactly what it was.
And you put the tail down. And your kids hung at it.
Yeah.
The Chevy Lumina van is four, and the Nissan Cube is the next one.
The Chevy Lumina van was one of those that you do not let anybody under the age of 18 get in.
Also, over the weekend, I know you'll appreciate this, Mel Brooks turned 100.
Big 110,
So his five most essential movies, go.
Blazing Saddles,
number two.
Young Frankenstein,
number three.
Of the World,
High Anxiety, would that be up there?
High Anxiety, number four.
The Producers.
Producer, number one.
Spaceball,
number five. Okay, here it is. Okay. Y'all got them. Producers, according to this list. Producer, number one. Producers, number one. I don't think I've seen that. 67. Blazing Saddles.
It's Jack Lemmon and Matthau.
He had Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein both in 74.
Same year. Yeah.
High Anxiety, I've never seen it. 1977. And Spaceballs. Roger, I've not seen that, 1987.
Oh, Rick Moranis, yeah. It's exactly what you would think. It's obviously a satirical look at kind of the whole, not just Star Wars, the movie, but everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Roger mentioned, too, you would know this because you know pop culture. Bob Crane was bludgeoned to death. They found him on this day in 1978. Yeah.
Now, if you've never watched the movie Autofocus.
That's a weird one.
It's a weird one. It talks about, then you start realizing... about all the kissing that Richard Dawson did.
Yep.
They had home movies. Yeah. Got into, as Rainwater would say, orgies. and some of the other things, some of the Polaroids.
You know the set of that Match Game.
That's not two pillows. There's
no way Richard Dawson made show number three sober.
No.
Yeah, and then in Family Feud, he was kissing everybody on the lips. Yeah, Chris, you were saying something?
I'm on.
I was thinking of a different movie than producers. I've seen this movie, but I don't remember it.
A couple other things I was going to mention. Roger, it was on this day in 1956. This was one of the most famous Elvis appearances, Steve Allen, when he was forced to wear a tux.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
And the Basset Hound was sitting there also in the tux too, right?
He sang to the,
sang hound dog.
That's
listen.
Horrible.
He did it. He did. He probably got massive ratings.
And he said it was embarrassing.
Also one of the greatest movies that should not have been made, 1984, Cannonball Run 2.
Yeah.
Not one, but two. Dom DeLuise, Dean Martin, Jamie Farr, Telly Savalas, Jackie Chan, Tim Conway, Tony Danza, Sammy Davis Jr., Burt Reynolds. I mean, what a... Of course, I can't remember the first one. I know I'll watch it, but I didn't watch the second one.
Yeah, two. That was sort of like once you got beyond Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes.
You know, one. I mean... I'll tell you what, the outtakes from that movie are funnier than the movie.
You're right.
Dom DeLuise cracking up Burt Reynolds.
Love Dom DeLuise. Love Dom DeLuise. Also, today's the anniversary. Hard to believe they're calling it National Camera Day, maybe because of this. Apple phone went on sale for the first time. What year, Bill?
06?
07.
07.
What was the cost and how many gigs of storage?
Jeez, I don't know.
$499, wow. 4 gigs of storage. Somebody asked me, Bass, how many photos do you now have on your phone? So
I'm going to want 12,000.
Roger, would you like to tell him? Look at the very top. Tell me how many.
Very top there, Roger.
Top corner.
153,000.
Wow.
121.
Jeez.
I think I've got 2 terabytes. And just the videos alone.
People could try to hack into your iCloud, but they wouldn't have enough storage to download your phone.
Yeah, I've got 15,000 videos.
You have enough storage on that phone and in the cloud to power a space shuttle. To power one of those Starlink.
You hear it all the time. We always make that example. Smoking. You go, the phone today has got more computer power than what was on Apollo
11.
Yes, yes. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Bill, this is the middle summer. You got Major League Baseball going on. You got Wimbledon. You got golf. You got NASCAR. We'll be at NASCAR. What about you with NASCAR? Have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
I have never been.
Wow.
I've never been, and I've always been told by my friends that are huge fans, you don't appreciate it until you go.
Yes, I think so. We're going to be going down to the Atlanta Motor Speedway now, and they call it Echo Park Speedway, for the Quaker State 400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to run them now.
Yeah, there's two races. There's a Saturday race, and that's a different kind of series.
Right.
And then you race Sunday.
Yeah.
And both of them are at nighttime.
Is this the Winston Cup?
Yeah, just saying. They've changed so much. It's sort of like the Corn Ferry. Yeah. You know, trying to keep up with what it's called is,
Nike, and then it was something else.
I think
else,
you can get the Corn Fairy, though, at Cupid's.
I always thought the Corn Fairy, I met her once.
Well, you know, too, this is the time of year where these pure sports shows really struggle. It's a struggle bus.
It's your top whatever list.
And for
us, get it now.
It's our summer of adventure.
Well, there's still some shows that are breaking down some of the plays last year right now, and that's just...
Yeah, brought to you by Oakland. And Roger, you know, we talked about this. We're going to be at the Trooper School Lodge next week. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. It's where the troopers get trained. We're going to break it in.
Brand new.
We're going to be at Cliff's Harris's home. At the Star, next to the Star in Frisco, Texas. Hopefully, going to be back for Terry Bradshaw's.
Yes.
Terry Bradshaw's Ranch. Unbelievably, never done this. Never done the show. We're going to be doing our show at the Hope Watermelon Festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The chicken
big
fry.
Big melons down
chicken
there.
Chicken fry, Mount Nebo.
Ooh.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
you're hitting all the political hotspots.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right. And so we just like doing, and then we've got to do our Best Listener Contest. We've got to do our Ladies of Mayhem Contest. That's when we get our ladies.
Woo!
And you know, newlywed game. Remember
that? Oh, yes.
Yeah, to see, can you match the guys and their answers?
So in the butt, Bob.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa!
That's one of the
more famous.
Is that a Bob Crane thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the more famous. yes, it is. It is. But anyway, that's just a little, you know, a little taste of what we're doing this summer.
A little bit.
Yeah. And so now will you be here the whole rest of the summer? Or do you have plans?
I'm going to be here. Sorry, I just got a text from somebody.
Well, go share it. Please share.
No, I don't think this gentleman would want me to share.
Oh, is that right?
You have to say his name.
No, it's okay. Anyway,
shout out to Tim Hutchinson. Like,
oh, did you see that?
Him and his brother back.
Wow, he's written a book.
I did not know
that they had fought. According to the article, the divorce of Tim Hutchinson caused a separation between him and his brother Asa.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything politics. It was the divorce.
Yeah, you know, but like brothers, you know.
But they got back. And Roger, Tim was very nice. He gave us the tour.
Say they're back together.
I think they're very, you know, they communicate.
Tim Hutchinson, was the guy that gave us a tour of the U.S. Senate.
U.S. Senate. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was the House of Representatives. He's been both.
He gave us a tour.
Yeah, he gave us both of them.
Got us both.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there. You know, we were talking the other day, speaking of history, and we've got graffiti coming up in about 5 minutes.
Awesome.
Brought to you by Fitch Brokers.
Maybe we'll get one of the Hutchinsons to call in.
By the way, too, we'll hear from, we talked about a champion salute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're going to be Chris Walker's daughter won a national championship in volleyball this weekend. Very nice. But we were talking about Bill last week. Somehow, I know Roger asked a question. I went blank over at trivia. It was about a U.S. senator, famous, and I was so mad because it was Wilbur Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was a member of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, at that time. Yes. And just talking about, then we started talking about the legendary names in Fulbright, McClellan.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't RFK Jr. on a McClellan?
That was the committee that, when you see the scene in Godfather 2, where they bring everybody in to testify, loosely based on the McClellan committee. Right.
And then there was even a
And then, speaking of match game, he said with Wilbur Mills, Fanny Flag.
It's Fanny Fox.
Bingo. Well, that was just
an Argentinian firecracker.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then, I was just saying, I think Hadaway, the female.
Carrie Hadaway.
There was a crossover. She ended up beating some notable opponent that I think went on to become. Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, crazy, the power.
Joe T. Robinson.
Joe T. Robinson. Yes. Yeah, the power that Arkansas held.
And again, with the House Ways and Means. Hey. I mean, that was
That was Mills,
And then you had Bumpers and Pryor.
Yeah.
Powerful, well-respected, for a small state like we've had.
For sure.
Pretty impressive.
You had a run there. And southern states had traditionally reelected their guys over and over and over again. Yeah. So in D.C., where seniority, especially at that time, was sort of king, you know, guys could build up. So you had Fulbright as chairman of the House Foreign Relations, or Senate Foreign Relations, and you had McClellan as, I think it was Senate Commerce. They were both committee chairmen at the same time.
And all Democrats back then, right? Yeah, yeah, yes. These were all Democrats,
Yeah. It was like Republicans were like a Bigfoot. Until Rockefeller came on the scene, clearly, you know, he emerged out of that. But then he, you know.
Hey, guess what happens after that? A U.S. president out of Arkansas.
It's pretty good.
And then, hey,
pretty good.
Then Mike Huckabee, who's now the
ambassador to Israel.
For
3 million people, and even smaller and smaller and smaller as you go back in time. Yeah. Yes. Outsized influence.
A couple of people are asking, can we get a podcast, Bill Vickery Teaches History?
Nobody wants that.
Yeah,
after the show yesterday.
What would be a cool angle that we could do with Bill?
I tried to make it funny, though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're always good with it.
But it is to talk about the Constitution for a half hour. The Declaration of Independence.
What about Bill by his swimming pool? Bill talks history.
What about in the pool? With the swimming goggles
on. I like them. To go.
Maybe. Stretched out on like one of those big pool floats with a Speedo.
What would be the name of Bill's podcast about history? A fun look at our nation's history. He got his drink with a little umbrella.
Yeah, right, an umbrella
and
drink.
Girls around you.
Yep, go. Come
girls
on.
Girls around you.
Mostly under 70.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We've got graffiti. Bring it. Listen, Bill gives up some of his time.
Oh, yeah. No, graffiti. I love this. This is my favorite segment. I'm glad we do it. I want to see the name.
Somebody, by the way, said Wilbur D. Mills, obviously the highway.
Yes.
It was 6:30.
Yeah. Used to be when they took it down.
Does anybody call?
Took the sign down years ago. I was very upset by that.
They did.
Yes.
Exactly.
They did.
And then I think they put it back up for a minute and a half and took it back down.
Took it back
down. Why did they take it down?
Well,
because it's William Mills. I mean, William Hill's
well,
is Wilbur.
But they
Hill.
Knew that when they put it up.
Well, know. You know, he had the issue falling in the title, or Fanny Fox. The girl, the controversy with how sort of his career ended.
Well, I thought they knew that one.
Today, we would celebrate that. We would name 5 roads after him for the courage to overcome. But, you know.
By the way, Terry Bradshaw, a great reminder, was in Cannonball Run. Was he in one or two?
I don't remember.
Joe Klecko was in.
That's the one where I think he punches.
Oh, Smokey.
Where remember Klecko? Right. Burt Reynolds punches him in the mouth and he pulls out a tooth. All right, don't go away.
Ball?
Yeah, well, I think so.
I thought it was Hooper.
I don't know. We'll check during the break. 8:30, don't go away.
Classics.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football landed their 23rd verbal commitment of the class of 2027 in Bridge City, Texas linebacker Bryce Breeden. 3-star chose Arkansas over Arizona, TCU, Purdue, Northwestern, and Michigan. Breeden is the 16th commitment since May 31st. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies beat the Mets 5-4. Kyle Schwarber hit his 30th home run on the season, becoming the first to reach that mark. His 30 home runs in 84 games is the fastest anyone has in Phillies history. And the Arkansas Travelers went 4-2 last week against the San Antonio Mission. They'll start a 6-game series at the Springfield Cardinals starting tomorrow. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
A hot, sunny day with a high temperature of 96 degrees here in Little Rock. Could see the heat index around 105. So there is a heat advisory today. In fact, we're going to have a heat advisory here in Little Rock all the way through Thursday. Tonight, a low of 77. Tomorrow, sunny and high of 97. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool & Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool & Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood, and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Oh. Hey, I think today, Roger, in honor of America 250, everybody that calls in for graffiti should have to call in under the name of a founding father.
I like it.
You like that?
I like
situation.
It a lot. Absolutely.
So, you know, Ben like Franklin on line two.
What if it was Ben
Franklin? Thomas Jefferson.
What if it was Ben Franklin from Center Ridge?
Right. See? Perfect.
Okay.
That should be the graffiti standard. Call in under a founding father's name. Looked at me, and
I could see that before too long. Remember, it's Big Monday at Family Market. She wouldn't dance with another.
Woo! It's all standing there. Yeah.
Well, I thought we'd wait for the thing.
Yeah, area. Thomas Jefferson from Sheridan.
You know what? If it was Thomas Jefferson in place of Dirty Red, because right. I think they called Jefferson Dirty Red, so he could do low
for
T.
Yeah.
You know,
low
don't
T.
don't serve
right.
for low T with. Right. Oh yeah, with Sally Hemings. Is that what it was? Sir Frank Sterling. We'll take
all
it.
All right, 8:36. We want to say thanks to Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
Yes.
For believing.
Oh, man.
That this segment with Bill Vickery is worthy.
God bless.
And they
you.
Do.
God bless.
They
you.
Do.
Now you see one of those trucks, man.
I know.
Silverado, buddy.
Exactly. All right, Roger, have you hit it already? I just walked in. So.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Bow, bow. No. Everybody, I think we got during the break. Yeah, Hooper, Roger was right. Hooper is where Burt Reynolds punched Bradshaw and knocked his tooth out. That was a great scene. All right, we want your best. Bill Vickery. His billable hours are probably 500 an hour, 1,000 an hour.
Didn't hear what he said. Go ahead, please.
I think in honor of America 250 this week, all the callers, of course, except Fake Sterling, should call in under the name of some founding father. Give me Thomas Jefferson from Center Ridge.
All right. Now you're pushing these folks.
Who doesn't know Ben Franklin? Who doesn't know George Washington?
We'll give them the chance to do it. We'll give them the
John
chance
Adams.
To do it.
John Adams.
I like that idea.
I'm not asking for, Robert Livingston.
Will their name have to match what they're saying, though?
No.
That's the question.
No.
That's
Wild card.
All right, who we got first here?
We got
Fake Sterling. Sir Fake Sterling.
Morning, guys. Summertime has arrived. Just a friendly reminder, squamous cell carcinoma hit me this week, and it's real. So cover up, spray up, and wear that hat.
Wow.
There we go.
Serious message.
Man.
661.
PSA.
Yes. Yeah.
PSA
that wasn't joking around. 661-1037.
Good luck, man.
A Slick Willie.
Let the boy watch.
Never gets old.
661-1037 is the number. By the way, Roger, we're going to be hearing from Chris Walker from Fence Broker, who's the sponsor of the segment.
Yeah.
His daughter won a national championship in volleyball.
Wow.
We're doing what's called a champion salute, Bill. Every week,
if your kid does
something spectacular that's doing well outside the state of Arkansas, that's not high school sports. But
beyond the bounds of the state.
That's exactly right. And or doing even great things in the state that we want to give love to them. So,
yes.
661-1037, we'll let Christian get these.
Catch up.
He's a one-man machine.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Is the number. Somebody says Strom Thurmond was reelected last year in South Carolina.
Oh, Strom Thurmond. Was it Howard Cole, Pornography, Justice Thomas?
Wasn't it Strom Thurmond that got Lou Holtz in trouble? Remember, he did an endorsement
video.
It was Jesse Helms in North Carolina.
Yeah, but that was the reason that Broyles gave for wanting to kind of move him along. I think that was Frank and Lou.
It was not good timing.
You would know.
To finish 5-5 and doing endorsements for that guy.
Yeah.
All right, who we got here? Here we go. We're listening to
Bill.
Here we
go.
Robert Morris.
Oh, wow. A somewhat obscure founding father.
Yes.
But he was the wealthiest of the founding fathers, a.k.a. R.J. Hawk, who spends $5,000 a ticket and probably spends more than that on a bat for his 6-year-old daughter to play softball in the summer. I told you when he went into politics, he went in there to get rich.
What? Sure. Did you see what he did there? Yeah. He tied a founding father together with R.J. Hawk.
He did.
That's some elite level graffiti, right there.
Some heat at R.J.
Right.
There's some heat there. The $600 bet. All right, Benjamin Franklin.
I need more cowbell.
Got his cowbell
there.
There you go. Very good.
There you go. I like it.
No founding father here, but Brian will do. Brian, good morning. What you got for us?
Strength and honor.
Very good, Bill. Good job.
Yes. He was the obscure founding father, Brian Jablinski.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. DJ.
Happy birthday, America.
All right.
Okay. See? Patriotic. Right
this
there we go.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Clint Hancock.
Fellas. It's America's 2250th birthday, and it's time to celebrate by blowing up some Chinese explosives. Hell, Chief, how's your flag flying? Has time cut down your cherry tree? Or is your old lady dreaming of a more perfect union? Shrinkflation isn't supposed to be a medical diagnosis. That's low T, Dick Nixon. Can't blame this one on Obama. TRT can put the bottle back in your rocket. And she'll make Joey Chestnut jealous, hog boss.
Wow.
That was worthy of the Declaration of Independence right there.
Wow.
Clint Hancock.
Okay. John Adams. John.
Strength and honor.
Very good. Well, how about that? We did thank you for
there we go. How about that?
Professor Vickery.
Absolutely. Some good founding. Clint Hancock there, too.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Did you make straight A's in history?
I did enjoy it. Yes. Okay. It was always something that was enjoyable.
What is your favorite time of history that you enjoy studying?
That's a tough one, boy. Renaissance is right up there.
Okay. If you could go back and live in any other time.
Well, okay. First of all, people always put that notion out there.
Mine's like 2 years ago.
Air conditioning.
Plumbing.
You see what's happening in Europe now?
Yes. Okay. Oh, we were over there. Remember, yes. Just getting hot
the
in
heat
London.
Wave. Ooh. Yeah. You're dropping like flies in Paris.
Every night when I go out and at 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and sit on my toilet at night, I'm thinking, what were we doing 100 years ago?
Yeah.
They had to go out to the outhouse when we were in the weather.
Yes. It seems quaint to think, what a great time to live in the Middle Ages or something like that. But no. I want to live in a time. I want to live right now.
Yes, I do too.
I want to live right
close.
Now.
Look, Bill Vickery is calling in. Wow,
oh my
Big
gosh,
Vickery's on
myself.
The show. Good morning, Bill. Do we know what that mystery sound was?
I don't, but it sounded like me on the radio yesterday.
All right. Do you want to say thanks to Chris Walker?
All right, thank you, Mr.
Walker. Yes, very nice.
A patriotic edition.
Yes. How about that?
Yeah.
What? How about this? If you had to go, we had to pick one time period to be dressed up for Halloween.
For Halloween?
Yes. What would be your favorite time period in the history of mankind?
Well, you know, I guess you have to factor in when the... When the holiday came into existence, or I mean,
any sort of harvest
festival?
It's whatever clothing attire would you be back in the Dark Ages?
I don't know. Maybe Greece during like the Peloponnesian Wars?
Oh my gosh! Of course,
something like that.
That's when
you're
they
out
would,
there with the breeze, and you're on a Greek island.
They used to do crazy things out there. Too.
Yes, nutty time over there, boy.
But you gotta appreciate the arts.
Yes, I guess because again, all the conveniences of the modern era, I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
But if you got to be somewhere, why not make it? You know, Mykonos. You know, at 430 A.D. or something.
I was thinking of Strength and Honor the other day. From the movie Gladiator, and you know, if you were in the upper level, the upper crust that time, you had the amazing architecture, and if you were, you know, if you were a senator or whatever you had back then,
easy street, baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is your favorite?
The vomitorium. They were so
gluttonous. Oh yes.
Oh my gosh! Make yourself throw up.
One of my favorite Saturday Night Live skits. Remember that?
Yes.
They would throw up and they're
vomitorium.
They had to clean it up.
Yes. Oh my genius.
I told Roger. We take a break, Roger. I told Roger and Christian that yesterday when I was working out on the bike. I just did a deep dive on cowbell. with Saturday Night Live and Will Ferrell.
Yes.
And who was the guy?
Christopher Walken. Was
yeah,
he the
Christopher
host?
Walken. What was his name?
Bruce Dickinson.
Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah.
Come to find out, Bruce Dickinson was a mid-level executive for like Tower Records or something that they used, and it is no. I definitely need more cowbell. Yeah, I definitely.
When hitmaker Bruce Dickinson says he needs more cowbell, Will Ferrell's shirt starts to come up
gosh.
And you see his gut.
Don't blow this for us, Gene.
And they embrace it. The band does the Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult.
And,
yeah,
and it was. It's genius. And yeah. Then, of course, what's his face? Will Ferrell said that he ruined his life by making him do that skit. Because that's when everybody comes and talks
to him.
So.
Do, yeah.
All right, this is Glenn Campbell taking us to break. Try a little kindness. We've got a few more minutes to build good Victory's
one.
Greatness.
Good one.
Back-to-back nice. Sunday, Monday.
Back-to-back and belly-to-belly.
Yeah, it's, you can't get that. You know, nowhere else. Can't get that on Sirius.
No.
Can't get it on any other station.
Can't
you only
get it on ARN anymore either.
Yeah, thanks to Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Don't go away.
And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way.
Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. What's coming? FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Sure is.
Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbrooks?
No.
Ah, good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone. Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide?
Yeah, oh, it's yeah. It's the 100 years.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Wait, 100 years of...
You know, and before any of those things, I knew he was the 1,000-year-old man.
Oh, Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Him and Rob Reiner's dad.
Yeah, Carl
who
Reiner.
Also died on this date. Is that amazing? So Carl Reiner dies on this date on Mel Brooks's birthday.
How close they were.
Oh, my gosh. It just hit me.
Look at that.
So I got my names mixed up on the cowbell deal. Bruce Dickinson was the lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's another one in there that they said. Here it is. It says here, the actual Bruce Dickinson was only a mid-level manager at Columbia Records who appears on a Blue Oyster Cult reissue CD. So what happened was crazy. Christopher Walken portrays Bruce Dickinson. The song was actually produced by David Lucas, who not only discovered Blue Oyster Cult and co-produced their first album, but went on to produce their subsequent album. So, but it goes into the actual Bruce Dickinson was only a mid-level manager. They go on to say that even when doing the skit, it just sort of happens.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell wrote it, and it just, hey, go get a CD, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know. But you know what they do? They play the heck out of that at Mississippi State. Beautiful. I have a fever, and only solution is, and they play that thing like crazy. Yes. To me, those are what the cool sort of organic things that you find to make fit that we have not been able
to. Instead of manufacturing.
I don't think we've seen you since the announcement of the
it's been a minute.
Of the stadium.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, what you think?
The Bailey Brothers building and loan.
Yes. Very good.
Hey, look.
Hey, $70 million.
As I said yesterday, and I talked to a guy who's in that business.
Yes.
And he said, a good deal would be 10 to 13 to 14 years at about $5 million a year. And so the details we don't know, what are the out clauses?
Right.
If this bill passes and everybody's forced to renegotiate their TV deal, does that affect it? Right. Because naming rights for stadiums are almost based so much on television.
Exposure you're going
to
get.
Exposure, right. And look, hats off to that group. They're trying to move into the state. Yeah. What better way to do it?
You're pretty aggressive.
Really. But we also don't know how big a cut that Learfield
takes. What would you think? 15%, 20%?
I don't know. I don't know what a fee is for these kinds of things.
Based on the overall, $70 million.
Do you cap it at some point in time? Is the fee paid all up front? And it is the one thing that I think does stand out is maybe a little odd. It's going to be in a year.
Yeah, they don't do it for a year.
The press conference had the ring, and maybe maybe this is what what's the name of the
Community America?
Community America.
Cuckoo.
Maybe that's, you know, this is part of the run up, and so they agree and say extend the start date, but we're going to do advertising and head and then lead into it. So maybe that might be part of the thing. But there's still some another. But hats off to them if it all is as real as they say it is, because that's a great deal.
You bet. I would be curious to see why Arkansas companies, where was their cutoff line to go? It's not worth it to us. Your product isn't good enough for us to want to be associated with us or spend that kind of money to, we don't get the return on it. Wonder where the cutoff was for Arkansas companies that had the money to do it. Because, again, Simmons Bank, Arvest, Centennial, and who else? Bank of the Ozarks are all $25 billion banks, twice the size of that one.
But it does seem to me, it's not a matter of the dollars. It's a matter of, does it fit what you're trying to market and where you're trying to go? And if this this group, and I cannot think of their name,
Community
America.
Hence, that's why you named the stadium. So they are trying to move into Arkansas. So it's worth $5 million a year.
Sure.
Because
Arkansans
are going to watch every game, and it's going to be, and that the intensity of the brand will be good.
Do you think any board members said, have you looked at the record of this team that you just decided to, of the last 10 years?
Yes, you're correct. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, 11 starts.
I was going to say, but they know they're getting they are penetrating with Arkansans at a 95% level, because we're the only ones watching the 2 a.m. kickoffs that we're probably going to be on all year.
The 9:15 Utah kick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, make that at 1 a.m., I think.
Yeah, and then 11 o'clock the following week versus Georgia. So, yeah, I'm glad they got a good deal done. I'd be curious to see. Of course, it took 3 years to do, and so whatever. Glad they got the money.
Yeah, you do have to factor in the fact that we did go without a naming rights deal for a very long period of time. And that should be explored, too. That's a blunder. That's a fireable offense, in my opinion, that you had a deal lapse and nothing in its place. That's just not good.
Yeah.
That should be a fireable offense.
And then, since we've seen you know, wow, money has appeared for both Courtney Dyfel and Dave Van Horn like we've never seen.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. And good. Hats off. Because
somebody's giving money.
Those are sports that we have excelled in much better than football. But
I did see where A&M signed their fifth five-star for the 2027 class. Fifth!
Yes.
Five-star.
I'm asking for one!
Exactly, yes. Anyway, well, Bill, it's always a pleasure. Yeah. Professor Vickery.
Yes. Enjoyed it, gentlemen. Happy birthday to America.
Yes.
On Saturday, 250 years.
I can't think. I think our founding fathers could have imagined nothing better than thinking one of these days there's going to be a guy named Bill Vickery out in his pool up in the Heights area of Little Rock with women
talking about ladies. Let me tell you about know about the preamble to the Declaration? We hold these truths to, you know.
Yes.
Pursuit of happiness, baby.
Yes.
Pursuit of happiness.
We thank the Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers for sponsoring
Bill. Yeah, get you that Silverado.
Have a great fourth. I may get lost and drive by your place.
I'd love it. We keep talking about this all the time, David.
Yeah, I'll stop by. Maybe
you'll
get a
recognize
drink.
A lot of the people I think are going
to be. Yeah. I'd like to
Come
see
on,
that.
Yeah.
You don't get it. No, everybody gets an invite to Bill Vickery's house. Yeah.
Well, I mean, court orders and whatnot.
All right. True. All right. We think we may have Pat Bradley up next. We shall see. Bill, have a great week.
Yeah. Bunker Hill, Pat.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Don't go away.
Enjoy.
Folks, it's David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no